This is... Why am I so loud?
Check.
We're getting a little heated over Roe v. Wade.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop, are you good?
Check. Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if you guys saw, but the Supreme Court said that bitches need to chill.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that exactly what happened?
That's something that happened.
That's fucked up.
You can't hit it raw anymore.
Yeah.
I think bitches should be able to do whatever the fuck they want.
It is funny because I tried reading the draft decision or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just so long.
Yeah.
And so boring. And it's like, this, you just spend your whole life being like a homework fag.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
And then you get to
I've been thinking about rules my whole life.
Yeah, and then
you
get made
to
this Supreme Court. Yeah, it's like, and this is just some fucking guy. And like, you know, I don't, like, what the fuck is the point of like a constitutional democracy anyways?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't fucking give a fuck. But
I mean, it's crazy.
But here's the thing, and I said it. We kind of mentioned it a little bit on mm-hmm. last week's, but there's only one solution, and I'm going to give you a hint, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I can't. I won't say anything further.
Fuck your head, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, what we need is, and I'm kind of on the other side of the spectrum, is that we need to return to frontier justice.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
the old west.
We should burn down the entire.
If you kill the sheriff, you're the sheriff.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, duels.
Yeah, or you're just the king of the saloon.
That's cool.
Yeah, but...
So you need a posse, you need a crew.
Yeah.
And if you have enough blickies, you can fucking run the town.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I heard somebody get shot last night.
Really?
In the middle of the night, I woke up, there were people arguing outside. And the guy was like, do it then. And then there was a gunshot.
Well, why would he ask for it like that? Mm-hmm.
To a stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do a fucking bitch. You won't do it. Chick-chick-pow.
You shouldn't talk like that, Nick. You're making New York seem bad. You're doing like a Tucker thing.
Well, no.
He's been watching too much Tucker.
There's never been any crime in New York City.
It was a firework.
As long as you're inside by 10 p.m., it's fine. That's when
That's when the purge starts.
Yeah. As long as you have a cross in Ram's blood on
there's
your
no
front
cops
door.
Or anything,
oh, Passover. No.
Yeah.
They could have just been starting a race.
What's that?
They could have just been starting a race, and there was a guy hyped.
Do it.
Like,
I can't wait to see these
motherfuckers
race.
I guarantee you I'm faster than you.
Yeah.
They just had a sprint.
Did you guys ever run? You seem like you might have done cross country or something, Adam.
Me, no.
No, I hate cardio.
My mother used to make me run with her.
Mm.
She was a long distance runner.
Oh, really?
It was shopping. They went shopping.
No.
They were dine and
dashing. She did a marathon.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. She did twice and a half marathon once.
That's what I'm saying.
After 50.
What's that guy's name? Dan Lamort. Do you know him?
I know Dan, yeah.
Yeah. He does ultra marathons.
That's crazy.
And he said he never had run a marathon. He started off with ultra marathons.
I mean, because he was fat as shit. And
what's
he just
that, like one every
weight.
Day?
Well, he wanted to lose weight, but no, an ultra marathon is like 50 miles. Like he goes
it's
on
one race.
Yeah, he goes on like 100-mile
runs. He just runs through the woods and shit.
I'm like, how long does that take? And he's like, you know, like 27 hours. I'm like, what the fuck?
What is he takes like Adderall or something?
No, I think he gets higher than giraffe pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a weed guy for sure.
Nice.
And I think he gets high and runs around. He's a good dude. I like that guy.
Blazing is good for running?
He's pretty young too. I think he's like, what is he, 25?
He's like, something like that, in his late 20s.
Yeah. He used to be young. That's damn, dude, life is... Because I remember that guy being young as fuck, but that was like 2 years before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then that's been 2 years.
Yeah.
But he's still, you know... But yeah. Yeah, he runs like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ultra marathons, that's crazy. Yeah. I did actually... I was at the hotel in Boston, and I took one of those... They had a Peloton in there.
Mm.
And I tried out the class. I synced it to my... I did all the syncing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sync everything up beforehand. You got to download the app. You got to create an account. You got to sync everything.
You did everything.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. Why not?
Well, why not?
Why not take the class?
Did you have that guy that was like, yes, hunty?
No, I got a black British woman.
Ooh.
With the, it's like a South.
That's
London.
One of the hottest types of
ladies. You're doing it. You're going to fucking dig deep into yourself.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I want posh. I want a black Londoner that's posh, that speaks posh.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't know the difference between the types of accents.
I guess really what this comes down to is how much I beat off to Scary Spice when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Maybe how that's much did you?
A nice amount. Her and Ginger were my go-tos.
The black one was called Scary?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's rude.
I know, it's fucked up.
Mm. The world has changed. And now it's worse.
But yeah, so I would love to smash a black London.
Peloton,
or black,
they should call it Peloton.
Peloton.
For one of those bikes.
There's that one gay guy that I see on Twitter all the time, and he's horny for like, he's kind of like the reverse Jordan Peterson, where I feel like he's horny for Disney guys. Like he's like, Jafar is daddy.
I do want to get one. I do want to get one.
I was saying this 2 weeks ago.
But I don't, I could only because.
Were you? Was I here?
I was like, we could all friend each other.
If you get one, I'll get one, and then we can compete.
Really? That feels nice.
But you got to do it.
I'm absolutely not getting one. I'm too fat. How much does it cost?
No, it'd be good for you.
How much does it cost?
They're like I think $1,800.
Oh, that's not bad.
Maron.
I thought like
that little fake ass bike.
They go up to like $3,500, but the more expensive ones, they come with like a foam roller and a yoga pad. It's like all this bullshit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can get that on Amazon.
Yeah, because it's all this extra shit that's for like the Peloton. Like you're supposed to like swivel the screen and do extra shit off the bike. And it's like, you know what? Why don't you just figure out being a bike?
Why don't you enjoy being a bike, motherfucker?
Trying to control your whole life.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But I gotta get like regular exercise again.
What's that one thing they got that's literally the thing from 1984? It's like, it's called maybe the mirror or some shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It just looks great.
LeBron's
in the advertisement.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I saw it, but I don't think he's with it anymore. I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, I think it's called Tonal.
Tonal?
Yeah.
Is that called the mirror?
I think the mirror is one, and then Tonal is another.
You're thinking Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
It's a show about black people looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
And so, thinking maybe they're the problem.
If it's a Londoner lady with big tits, now I'm listening.
Yeah, I got an idea for a show. It's called Black Mirror. Well, maybe they can take, instead of complaining about a police all the time, maybe they take a look.
They ask a question that's like, who's the cause of all the problems in London?
Maybe
and then we just have a black bloke look in a mirror and he's got his answer.
Let me get this straight. You're saying the police are bad, are you, yeah? Right wing Russell Brand.
Yeah.
You think the police are bad then? Let me ask you this. You honestly think it would be better in the jungle? You're dodging coconuts all day long. It's 150 degrees. There's a tiger biting your sandals. You think that would be better? Try complaining to the chief of tigers.
Right.
About tiger brutality.
Yeah exactly.
They're not going to investigate shit.
No, sir.
No way.
You're trying to call your wife, but, you know, the click noise, she thinks you hung up on her. You're trying to say your wife's name on the telephone.
Oh, you're right. Like, interesting.
And she's like, he must have hung up. That's what a fucking click means.
Right.
Guess you can't talk to your wife.
That's the only thing she possibly could have thought was happening.
And why are you even putting clicks in your language anyways? Mm-hmm. What's next? A horn or the horn on a fucking trolley car? Hey, my name's Richard Awuga.
What's Russell Brand up to these days?
He's a podcaster.
Yeah, like the people.
Oh, he's in the Brotherhood.
He
would make like points.
Of course,
and people
he's
like
anti-vax.
Him. But he was always walking the razor's edge. He was always a guy that there was like people liked him for a while, and then he was one spicy takeaway from being cast off, and then the fattest, dumbest bitch on Twitter in the world would be like, I told you the whole time he was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I as much as I hate being right.
Yeah.
Me, the person that says everyone always is bad, everyone is bad, and then the off chance that people in this highly cynical, fucked up, critical world stop liking somebody, then I get to be right. Oh. I get to be the Miss Cleo of being a cunt.
Oh, dude, they remade Arthur with him? That's horrible, dude.
Oh, the Dudley Moore?
He's got none of the swag of Dudley, dude. Dudley's got the sauce, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Brand pretends he does. But that, having said that, Forgetting Sarah Marshall's a good flick.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah, and you see Jason Segel's big, nice, floppy cock.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You see his cock in a major way. Twice, I believe.
Before he gets dumped, right?
Before, and I think at the end, you see his cock again.
A nice bookend.
Judd Apatow understands storytelling. Mm, yeah, you got to start with the cock, you got to end with the cock.
How about forgetting Sarah R. Word?
Okay.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, I had to flee to Tahiti because the police found out I was fucking a retarded woman.
Is that illegal?
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can't consent.
In a big way.
Really?
Yeah. And it's illegal in a big way.
What if they spell out yes with blocks?
Yeah, there has to be some sort of legal precedent.
The letter N, the most powerful letter in the English language, has been removed from the alphabet because it hurts people's feelings.
Can retarded people fuck each other?
Can retarded people fuck each other?
It's an important question.
That's a good question. They almost have. They want to get their nuts off.
Where do you think the retarded people are coming from? They just appear magically out of thin air? No, it's simple genetics.
Well, it's messed up because they let regular, they let intellectually capable women have sex with.
Did we say it on the show? I had a sketch idea one time where it's like a woman giving birth and the baby comes out and has Down syndrome, and the father's like furious, and he's looking around, and out in the hallway there's just a man with Down syndrome. He's like, "You son of a bitch,
whore!"
Just beating the fuck out of the guy.
"You fucking bastard!" "Sir, that's not how it works." "You bastard, son of a bitch, bastard!"
Just the janitor at the hospital.
"What's going on?"
That's a great idea, dude.
Yeah.
I love that one.
"You bastard, son of a bitch.
How could you, you whore?
How dare you, you bastard? Put your hands on my wife."
I love that he thinks it's just the guy at the hospital, too.
The first one he sees
yeah. is the one he fucked his wife.
He's in a blind rage, you know?
Mm-hmm. What were you saying there, Adam?
Oh, I don't know. Some stupid
shit. Something about intellectually
capable. Oh, yeah, yeah. Regular ladies have sex with mentally handicapped men, but they don't let the regular men have sex.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's in the Constitution.
That's part of the draft decision. That's the thing. I encourage everyone to read the draft decision
because
there's some fun stuff at the end.
Right. They slip in.
They
that
put
thing
that.
About
Alito says that
getting retard pussy. Yeah.
It was a. What do they call it? Pork barrel decision. I don't know what that means.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I think that sounds right.
Put extra stuff in the blah, in the bill.
It's kind of like a teacher, if it's a girl, is allowed to have sex with a kid. Mm-hmm. But if it's a guy.
Big no-no.
Big no-no. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same
huge
situation.
No-no. That is the same logic.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
I did see a video years ago. I don't remember on what website. And I believe the porn star, she was Asian with big fake tits.
Yeah.
And she's from the golden age, from the Jenna Jameson age. Not Tara Patrick. It was maybe
Asia Carrera.
Maybe Asia Carrera. Is Ava Devine one? Is that?
Jason Patrick.
You're thinking
from
Terminator.
You were masturbating to Terminator.
I was beating off the Terminator.
You were like, what if he could turn into a pussy?
Yeah, liquid metal.
Would you fuck T2? Stop?
I don't think
I would. Why? Because it could turn himself into
a girl. Wait, because it's a guy?
Okay. No, it's not a guy. It's a robot.
I guess it depends what... I wouldn't, you know...
It's Terminator 3, but this time he tricks guys into fucking him. And he's
that's
like,
right.
It was Ava Devine. It was Ava Devine I was
oh
thinking
my God.
Of. Mm. Anyway, she did a video about how she really likes to fuck retarded guys because they're...
Really?
Because they like just get after the pussy
like a porn
in a major
video?
Way. I think she was an escort as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think when she gets clients that are mentally handicapped...
Who's paying for that?
Is it clients?
A really cool mom. A really cool mom on your birthday.
Wow.
After the Legos ain't getting,
you're the
getting it done anymore.
Well, you said Legos, and I remembered I got a whole stack of puzzles over there.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I'll do a puzzle this afternoon.
See, it's gradations of how retarded you are. Mm. When you're just a pinch like Nick, it's puzzles.
Yeah, those guys can't be doing 1,000-piecers.
No.
No, they get them lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like a guy with Down syndrome, like looking, like puts all the pieces down on the table, and then time lapse to an hour later, and he's wiping his brow. He's like, finished. And then there's like just a puzzle stuck to one piece left stuck to his mouth. And he eats that one. It's like I did it.
All done.
I ate the pus.
Yum. Mm.
And then that guy kicks down the door. You bastard! You son of a bitch! Put your hands on my wife, you bastard!
I love that guy. That guy's so stupid.
Let's see. What the fuck did I want to say? I don't remember.
And then that guy's in a support group later, and he's telling the story, and he's like, and then after I found out that I was actually retarded. It was my son.
And
after.
You know what? Yeah. Candy's good, but I'm struggling to enjoy it that much. Mm-hmm.
I just
don't have much of a sweet tooth. What's wrong with me?
That's nice. That's a nice tale. Mm-hmm.
You bastard.
You bastard.
You son of a bitch.
Wait, so she's in an interview talking about how
people would hire her? I don't remember exactly, but she said, yeah. She was just like so down. She was like, I think they get after pussy in a very instinctual, because they're mm-hmm. free of all the mental hangups.
And they got the hogs.
They're horny. They got big retarded penises. And they're ready to go after. And they also, I think don't they have an extra male chromosome sometimes? So they're even more
violent.
They got even more testosterone. They're violent with the pussy. Mm.
Well, this is just a video on XNXX.
That Cronenberg movie, A Chromosome of Violence.
A Chromosome of Violence.
Where Vigo's been pretending to not be retarded in a small town somewhere.
Until his retarded friends from Philly come find him.
He's in the local movie theater. He's like, here's your seat right this way, sir. And they're like, well. There's our old friend. Somebody's like, Scooter, do you know these guys? He's like, no, I've never met them before in my life. And they're like, Tootsie Roll, perhaps?
He's trembling. His hands are shaking. He's sweating.
Yeah, Scooter, what's wrong? Nothing. No, nothing. I'm fine. What's wrong with your voice? Nothing's wrong with my voice.
Dude, that movie's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. A Chromosome of Violence.
When he goes back and just fucking lights everyone up.
So sick.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
It's pretty cool.
He does weirdly rape his wife on the stairs.
But she busts.
Yeah, the stairs, a symbol of oppression in the disabled community.
Right.
True.
So that's why he does it. That's the symbolism in there.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand Cronenberg's mind, but that's exactly what he meant by that.
It should have been a
Wait, is that Cronenberg? Is that the same guy who did all those weird movies?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
You nailed it.
Because I've never seen anything but that one.
No, you've seen more. Eastern Promises?
Okay, yeah.
You did Eastern Promises?
Wait, who am I thinking of?
Have you seen Existence?
Who did The Fly?
Cronenberg. No?
That is him?
Yeah.
Because I think of Cronenberg, I think like a bunch of weird fucked up shit, like, shit Sarah Squirm would like.
Yeah, it's that vibe.
Okay.
It's Squirm
But
vibes.
He also did Eastern Promises, which is just a sick movie about revenge.
Those were, I guess...
His attempt
spiritual
to mainstream
siblings
shit.
His history of violence and...
Yeah, those are the only ones... I've seen those two in The Fly when I was a little kid.
Yeah, Videodrome's real good.
Never seen Videodrome.
Scanners is awesome.
Never seen Scanners.
Scanners, the head explodes.
I've seen that gif.
Scanners was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
I think I watched
it.
I thought it was...
We've been over this. I thought it was part of the movie Network.
Dead Ringers is, Dead Ringers is very good.
Or not Network.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Dead Ringers?
Dead Ringers is very good. Dead
it's
Zone
about two twin brother surgeons.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great name.
And they like, fuck the same girl and they don't know which one it is. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Pretty
one called, what is it, like The Spider with Ralph Fiennes?
I didn't see that.
Ralph Fiennes,
Is it Ralph or Rafe?
I don't know, but his last name is also spelled different. I want to say Rafe. I think it's Ralph.
Yeah, Spider. With
that motherfucker that made all the weird movies also made those two, which I love.
Yeah, he makes bug movies. And
he makes Vigo with his cock out fucking people up.
That's his vibe.
Those are his two vibes.
It's both modes. You get Sarah Sherman and Sarah Squirm.
Yeah. You got Sarah on SNL wearing a wig looking presentable for once in her fucking life.
And then you got
then you
this
also
clown.
Got with her fucking hair all fucked up.
This fucking clown.
Clown with some hairy ass armpits. Those are the two vibes.
Yeah, let's
damn, I never realized that because that just felt like a, you know, maybe I'll go see some of his weird shit now.
Yeah, let's look at the, let's look at where.
Well, we also have to get into the Santa Claus existence. Oh, yeah, we forgot to.
We got time.
We got time. Yeah, so let's see. Do we have ads? Crimes of the Future, Shivers, Rabbit.
Crimes of the Future, that's a cool name.
Fast Company, The Brood, Scanners, Videodrome, Dead Zone, Fly.
Maps of the Stars.
Naked Lunch, M. Butterfly, Crash, Existence.
Oh, M. Butterfly is crazy.
A Spider, History of Violence, Eastern Promises, A Dangerous Method, Cosmopolis, Maps of the Stars, Crimes of the Future.
Well, I got A Dangerous Method for you.
Yeah.
That's about Freud fucking.
It's Edward Scissorhands fingering. Edward Scissorhands tries to get into squirting.
That's pretty cool.
Edward Finger Hands.
Wow. He's just a goth guy?
That's just a guy.
He's a guy with fingers.
Yeah, they call me Edward Finger Hands.
But he's got different... he's got like the index where the pinky should be, you know?
That'd be good if you knew a guy who had a disability and his hands were fucked up. Just call him Edward Finger Hands.
Yeah. I got some friends with fucked up hands.
Yeah. What's up, Edward Finger Hands? That'd be a fun way to bully somebody.
I got friends with like little nubs.
Mm-hmm.
You should text them right now.
Should I?
Yeah.
How about Darkwing Cuck? And it's a duck that comes home and his wife's fucking other people.
That would suck. He's wearing a really big hat. And
yeah.
Yeah, and a cloak.
And he's like, check out these cool clothes I just... What's going on? What are you doing? Why are you laying eggs with with Launchpad?
Damn.
Why are you in Launchpad laying eggs?
Launchpad took the pussy?
Yeah. Launchpad was like, what's up, Darkwing? I'm getting some pussy for a change. Baloo's fucking his duck wife.
Dude, I haven't seen Darkwing Duck in a while.
Is that in the Scrooge McDuck universe?
I believe so. Hold on. Let me look a picture of Ava Devine's breasts.
Dude,
Darkwing Duck kind of looks like Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
He's a king of comedy.
Darkwing and Duck. Yeah, I used to fuck with that shit when I was a little ass kid.
Mm-hmm. Did you jack off to it?
No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. You say you jack off to everything.
Why would I jack off to Darkwing Duck?
I don't know. You said a lot of stuff you jack off.
Is there anything sexual about Darkwing Duck?
Maybe there's a hot duck chick in it.
No, the duck is a little girl, you fucking freak.
I don't remember it, dude. Who, Daisy Duck?
I think so. No, her name is Gosselin Mallard, apparently.
Oh, she's a duck.
Yeah, I mean, most of the villains are just... This is really just ripping off Batman, of course. But hey, what are you going to do? Oh, I've also been watching... The Batman animated series is so fucking good. I've just... You know how you just have a show on when you want to watch... When you're, like, eating or you just do it... You just need to kill 20 minutes?
Yeah.
That's become my go-to. I just need to kill, like, 10 minutes, it's 20 comforting. Minutes. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
The animation is so good. It looks awesome.
The song is nice.
What show?
The animated series.
Animated Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had that on Apple TV. When I got the Apple TV, that was the first thing I bought. And I would take a couple resin hits in the morning and watch that.
Oh, it's awesome. I was high as fuck watching that shit. Mm. Harvey Dent has, before he becomes Two-Face, has a really big kind of like... He has gay mouth.
Yeah, it's a two-part episode.
When he turns into Two-Face?
Yeah.
I think I
pointed it out, but like Bruce Wayne, like if you didn't know he was Batman, you would just think he's gay for Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Because Harvey Dent's giving a speech, and he's like, I'm going to fix Gotham or whatever. And then Bruce Wayne's like, and meet a lot of pretty girls also.
Yeah.
And you're handsome, too. Yeah. I forget what he says.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. And then there's a scene where, like, Harvey, like, he's being outed by Rupert Thorne for going to therapy.
Yeah.
And fucking Batman, or Bruce Wayne's like, a lot of people go to therapy, Harvey. And he's like, I go myself for things I can't talk about.
Yeah.
And it's like.
For my secrets.
The audience knows it's because he's Batman.
Right.
They have to be like, what?
What? And why are you friends with that college boy?
Yeah.
Why do you pay that with twink circus parents? Performers to college tuition?
That orphan?
That twink orphan's college tuition?
That shit makes me feel bad. Because you know Hunter Biden grew up thinking that he was going to be Bruce Wayne. He thought he was going to be Batman. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got a...
You thought his dad was going to get murked?
Yeah, he's like a rich, you know, I'm like a rich sort of dark character.
Right.
And then you just turn into a fucking loser to get, you know...
You think he thought that because didn't his brother who died, wasn't he like the superstar of the family?
Yeah.
He was like Joe Jr. He had fucking...
Yeah, well,
he's
obviously the favorite because he gave him the rhyming name. Imagine your dad's name is Richard, and he's got two sons. Fitchard.
Okay.
And then, like, Donald.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're Donald, you're going to be like...
Donnie.
That's what's funny about the Trump brothers. One of them gets to be Donald Trump Jr., and then the other one's just Eric.
Eric Trump. Yeah. Eric is a really gay name particular.
That's the name of the Phantom of the Opera. Do you know that?
Eric?
His name was Eric.
The character's name is Eric. It's not funny. Like the ghost of, you know, I thought it was like Phantasma.
You know there's a sequel to Phantom of the Opera where that takes place in Coney Island? Where, like, the Phantom escapes or some shit. I watched it one time really high.
It's a musical?
It's a musical, yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
I believe so.
Damn.
It's called Love Never Dies.
Andrew Tard Webber?
Yeah, now I have that? To shit. What about that?
Now I have to shit because I had that bodega sandwich, but there's no toilet paper.
There isn't.
I used a napkin.
Fuck, do I have to use a napkin?
I don't have to talk about everything on the podcast. So
you brought it
just
up.
Just demean myself.
You brought it up. You said,
well,
guys,
you don't have toilet paper in your house.
Adam, can you go to the bodega and buy toilet paper so I can shit
we're
after
doing
the
show? We're doing the show right.
You kind of owe this house toilet
you
paper.
You did shit here. Yeah, honestly, you took all the napkins. You kind of owe the house toilet paper.
No, there's more napkins. I only used one.
How many?
Dude, I had
used one?
I had a stealth. It was a fucking... No, it was K-19, the Widowmaker submarine.
Wow.
Dropped right down the hole.
Good for you.
Clean wipe.
I have a feeling I got a real messy bodega shit in me.
Yeah, I had a healthy one.
Because I wanted to fucking ride one of those electric bikes home, but I'm not going to be able to with the fat shit in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice day out today.
Yeah, it got nice, right?
K-19, the penis sucker.
The penis sucker, that's good.
Get on my penis. Don't suck my dick.
What's K-19?
K-19 is a submarine movie with Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay.
Somebody suck the president's dick.
Was that like a companion film to Crimson Tide? Was it like Twister or what?
There was a lot of submarine movies in the early 90s.
It was hot.
Das Boot, K-19, the Widowmaker. Oh, no, K-19, the Widowmaker came out like 10 years after Crimson Tide. Yeah, K-19, the Widowmaker was like mid-2000s. Because I remember I saw that.
Really?
That's one of the movies I've seen in my life where I was the only person in the movie theater.
I don't know if I actually ever saw it.
Yeah.
But I know it's about a submarine.
K-19. That's such a late time to be doing a Harrison Ford
The companion film to K-19, the Widowmaker was U-571.
Oh, yeah, U-571.
Yeah, U-571 came out in 2000.
The only ones I've seen are Crimson Tide and Down Periscope.
What about...
Down Periscope?
The Steven Seagal movie.
Under Siege.
Under Siege.
Isn't that a regular boat, though?
That's a regular boat. It's
not
a submarine.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Yeah. It's not a submarine?
Yeah, then go up for air.
No, yeah, it's a destroyer. It's like a battleship.
I could have swore it was a submarine.
No.
I don't know. It still works as a movie.
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, but I think that's a train.
That's a train. Yeah. Yes, remember that guy, our friend. What the fuck was his name? Okay, he had the movie about raccoons or whatever the fuck.
Oh, it was like a parody.
That was an Under Siege 2
parody. I forgot about
that.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name, Nick? Do you remember?
What?
Frankie.
The guy you worked
Frank
with.
Butt Cheeks.
Frank Butt Cheeks?
Yeah, the guy who made that movie about it. Yeah, Frank Butt Cheeks from Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Frank Butt Cheeks. From Dayton?
What the fuck was his name? He's a cool guy. The movie was
nice
fucking,
guy.
It was fun. Do you know what I like about the Batman animated series? He doesn't do a low voice.
Did Pattinson do it? I don't remember.
Oh, it's a little pinch.
I think he kind of had a bitch voice.
He did a little pinch of it, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. I kind of like that, actually.
The movie?
No.
Or just that style?
Pattinson as a guy, a hot guy.
Oh, we forgot to talk about diet. Damn, these ones fly by.
There ain't nothing like it.
We've been having a good time.
Let's just say, folks, before we get into a product we believe in, I want to tell you something I believe in, my special that I believe I will be really pissed if it doesn't come out on May 22nd, but I think it finally is. Mark your calendars. Mark it all. It's coming, folks. So I worked very hard on this. Go to my YouTube channel, subscribe to that shit, and I'm excited to see if it's a full hour. I've been doing a lot of crowd work clips. This will be a full hour of... There's a little bit of crowd work here and there, but it's almost a full hour of jokes. So, yeah, get ready for that shit, and then also come see me in D.C. this weekend. San Diego, I think San Diego's fully sold out, but Philly, and I'm making up the Providence dates, so come see me on those. And anyway, what we really are interested in to
is
talk
diet
about
smoke.
Is...
Diet smoke.
The problem with smoking weed is that sometimes you get too motherfucking high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you're a fucking idiot that doesn't know how to smoke weed.
So true.
You can't handle your shit.
Your little dumbass needs to be paying money to fuck Ava Devine.
You take edibles and you gotta understand what milligrams are. It's like, what the hell is this? Nazi Germany?
Yeah, right. That's true.
I gotta understand the metric system. Diet smoke is a perfect medium high because it uses Delta 8, which is the Coke Zero. And this is the official slogan. The Coke Zero of weed.
Yeah. Yep.
Delta 8 is, there's Delta 8 THC gummies, and their diet smoke is the name of the website. And they got two flavors, blue raspberry and watermelon.
And they're both delicious.
Two best flavors I can think
of.
Yeah,
I was thinking maybe, you know, they do mayonnaise and hot sauce. That would be two flavors.
Not in a candy, dude.
Well, they wouldn't be candy.
You just want a jar of mayonnaise with weed in it?
Weed Delta mayonnaise A. and weed hot sauce.
Making a weed turkey sandwich.
whether you're cutting or bulking, diet smoke.
Whether you're sulking or folking.
For the macro heads. They got blue raspberry Delta 8 gummies. These got 253 gold star, 5-star reviews.
Wow.
And there is not a single other Delta 8 blue raspberry chewable on the market that has 253.
That doesn't exist, folks.
It doesn't exist. You're not going to find it.
Keep fucking looking. You won't find shit.
You won't find it. In fact, the second only to that is their watermelon. It also diet smoke. Delta 8 gummies with 205 gold star family. These are all veterans with hardcore PTSD from watching
it. Is that what a gold star family is?
I thought it's from dying.
I thought gold star was... Wait a second. Hold on. I just go down.
A gold star family is a mom that changes her 30-year-old son's diapers after he lost his asshole in Iraq.
Oh.
I thought gold star meant a gay guy who never even looked at a pussy once in his life.
I don't know. I've never met a gay guy.
That's a different kind of gold star.
You've met yourself.
What do you mean?
You've met yourself.
I'm still getting to know myself.
You're still, yeah. You don't know yourself fully, but you've met him.
Each of these delicious gummies are infused with 10 milligrams of Delta-8 THC derived from American-grown hemp.
Yeah, no fucking
Chinese bullshit.
Chinese-Indian hemp.
Yeah, they're low Chinese in sugar, fat-free, and super tasty. Diet smoke really is the perfect vibe. They're non-prescription, 100% legal. They're made from American-grown hemp plants. Third-party lab tested for potency, safety, and compliance. 30 gummies per jar. 10 milligrams of Delta-8 THC.
That is honestly a fucking sick deal.
It is a sick. Look, three jars, you save... If you buy two jars, you save $10. If you buy three jars,
that's
you save
sick.
$21.
Can I say I never did the math? Per milligram, that's pretty cheap.
Dude, you do subscribe and save, and then you save an extra 10%. It's $72.90 for three jars.
So 90. That's 90 edibles.
Yeah, 90
that's
edibles. That's less than a dollar per edible.
That's 900 milligrams.
That's less.
You take all of that at once. Yeah. See what happens to your
What's
ass.
What's this? 72.90 divided by 90 pills. That's 81 cents per.
That's I mean.
That's free.
You're. Here's what you should do. Get that and then flip it.
Divided by.
Yeah.
Divide
go to a high school.
Divide that by 10. That's 8 cents per milligram.
That's cheap.
That's nothing.
That's really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Sell.
It's free.
So what you want to do is buy these legally, sell them to children at a double the profit.
And they're going to think you're cool.
Yeah. They're going to respect you. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It won't be like when you were in high school. Mm-hmm. These high school kids will know what's up.
You're going to do it again. You're going to live all
Drew
your dreams.
Drew Barrymore, never been kissed.
Right.
But then you do this. You buy it.
And then you're arrested for pedophilia.
Pose as a kid in a high school.
Yeah. You sign up now and use promo code. You use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. Let's see what the fucking promo code is here. Postal code.
Well, you got to do a lot of stuff before they let you put the promo code in. That seems like too much work.
Use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. You get even more or something.
Even fucking more, folks.
Even more.
That's crazy.
And you do all that shit, and guess what? You're never gonna fucking. You're never gonna leave the house again. You just get to smoke weed.
You get the weed, and this is little fake bullshit weed. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely not just regular edibles.
What is hemp? The term hemp is used to describe cannabis that contains 0.3% or less THC. Mm-hmm. This is what sets diet smoke apart from the more common and stronger THC Delta 9. Is Delta HC, THC, Delta 8 legal? Short answer, yes. Long answer, because it's derived from hemp and not marijuana. The difference is simple. Hemp and marijuana are the same species of plant. This shit is boring. I feel like I'm reading a Supreme Court draft decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Call me Alito.
That's the thing. Is
just Alito, just as a little.
Is abortion legal? Short answer, yes. Because if you're a white woman, you can do whatever you want. And you will
if you're a rich bitch, it is.
There will never be any consequences for you. You can literally probably kill your living child.
And Jody.
And blame
Wait,
it
no,
on,
no. Was that? No, oh, Jody Arias?
Kaylee. What's her name?
No.
Yeah, Kaylee was the baby.
Oh, baby Kaylee.
Baby Kaylee.
You got to do Nancy Grace voice.
Nancy Grace. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
There's one
George
of every style.
Floyd was a counterfeiter, yeah.
You got Chinese Nancy Grace. You got Indian Nancy Grace.
Nancy Rice. That's Asian Nancy Grace.
Okay. So you're kind of going off race there.
Yeah.
You took it to its next logical conclusion. Well, I do love the Delta 8 thing. It's like, well, it's from hemp, which is just like, it's still just as fucking potent.
No, that's not true, Stav. Because the Delta 9... Jazz men are doing it, and it's driving them insane. Mm. It's dangerous. Delta 8. That's what nice...
That's what.
Well, Delta 8 show up on a drug test. Delta 8 metabolizes the same way Delta 9 does in the human body. Therefore, there's no way for drug tests to tell the difference between the two cannabis.
Nice.
If you're a regular drug tester, we recommend against using Delta 8. How old do you have to be to purchase diet smoke? There's currently no federal age restriction on Delta 8. Diet smoke is only available to those that are 21 years of age or older. Lab tests, go to the website, use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20.
One or the other.
And, folks, if you're check this out. I will be in Raleigh at Good Nights, June 9th through the 11th. You can buy tickets if you just type in, I think they're still called Charlie Goodnights.
MrLittleNuts.com.
I think it's
just where you buy all of Nick's tickets.
Charlie Goodnights, you can Google Charlie Goodnights in Raleigh. Or
just
you
go to MrLittleNuts.com.
Twitter. You go to my Twitter, and it's right there in the bio, I think, is the link for Raleigh. And then I will be in Portland the weekend after that at Portland Helium.
Great club.
If you want to check that out, that link is also in the bio.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
And that website, again, is MrLittleNuts.com. That's where all of Nick's ticket links are available.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a friend of yours?
Did we say the
that's
promo
him.
Code?
He's MrLittleNuts.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Stav was gracious enough to give me the URL.
No, I didn't have the URL.
He was assigned.
It's really nice of you. Yeah.
I wasn't assigned a URL at birth.
But why'd you own it?
I didn't own it. Nick bought it.
I didn't buy it.
No, you He's gave lying. It to Nick. You just
Who are you going to believe, me or Nick?
I mean, I don't believe either of you.
Believe what you want. The point is, Nick's website is MrLittleNuts.com.
We can agree
how he
on
got
that.
It, how he didn't, doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. There's only the present.
You're acting guilty.
There's only the present.
It's true.
I've been getting into Buddhist philosophy.
Yeah.
The past doesn't
guilty.
Exist. The future doesn't exist.
You have that hand in the cookie jar look about you.
All we have
you
is
do.
Right now.
He's
Edward,
blushing.
Edward,
I'm
Ed,
not
Edward
blushing.
Cookie
You're flushed.
Jar hands.
You're flushed.
No. All we have is the moment. And in this moment, Nick's website is MrLittleNuts.com. Mm-hmm.
Stop doing Edward Oreo hands in college. He's just got two boxes. Just a box of Oreos duct taped each hand.
That sounds awesome.
Just smashing
it. Badass.
Them.
Can I say this? Okay.
Like, I'm so fucked up right now.
Since we brought up Oreos,
yeah,
during when me and the boys were getting after it, I described the day we had. It was Northman matinee.
You got to sign up at patreon.com/cumtown. There is a barn burner
a really
of an episode coming up on Sunday. All timer, guys. Seriously.
So I think I talked about it, but the point is. We had a little dessert, of course, after we got, I believe we got Chinese food. I don't remember. I was blotto. But Eldest went out to the fucking grocery store to get the boys some ice cream and some Oreos. Double stuffed Oreos have now just become regular Oreos from our youth.
What the fuck?
The stuffing And I heard Elvis complaining about this, and I was like, Elvis, come on, man. You're being a fucking...
No, speak on it. Speak
you're
on
being
it.
A piece of shit. It's mm. not... And then I looked at them. They were regular Oreos, dude. The stuffing, there's a bit... The
yeah, because they got the mega stuff ones.
Nabisco thinks we're fucking... not...
Just to stop you real quick.
Yeah.
You're getting hot. You're
getting
hot.
I'm pissed off.
Well, yeah. Stop you real quick, because that's across the board. That's inflation. Those are the hidden costs of inflation.
Inflation is bullshit. The fucking company should take the hit, not me, the beautiful consumer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know true. They do that across the board. Like, if you go buy chips now, there's, like, less chips in the bag.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what?
Yeah, no, it's 100% true.
They need to get the fucking Supreme Court justice treatment by a good citizen. Mm-hmm. The CEO of Nabisco. The two biggest mm-hmm. civil rights things we're facing right now is women getting their bodily autonomy fucked with.
Yeah.
And also Nabisco.
But
not
I will tell you this.
But why are you saying?
I brought strawberries the other day, but strawberries are by weight. And I had a strawberry that was the size of an apple.
That's pretty
cool. Monsanto.
How did it feel to bite into it? Did it feel cool?
It was great. It was one of the best strawberries I've ever had.
Strawberries are really good.
Nice strawberry.
Shrinkflation examples.
Okay. Your dick? Both of your dicks?
That's like, they've made the wheat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucked up, dude.
Sav, why are you doing the chick and looking at a picture of Justice Sotomayor?
Not Sotomayor, mm-hmm. Alito or Roberts,
what did Obama
or especially
call her?
Clarence Thomas.
An 8th Street Latina.
Yeah.
Yeah. she's from
spent
Reality
a little time
Kings.
At Mike's apartment. They discovered her at Mike's apartment.
She's a 8th Street Latina.
She helped Mike get his security deposit back after he fucked her. She knew all the laws of the land.
Damn.
Yeah, well, yeah, like the Toblerone bar.
My God, you only get 4 chunks instead of 6.
I got into an argument with a Chinese guy at fucking the tax and duty free at LaGuardia about the giant Toblerone.
What was the argument?
Well, he was look at this.
What was the crux of the argument? Look at that. That's so fucked up.
I know. I was like, we're
getting really hot.
I was like, what
off.
The fuck happened to the giant Toblerone? He's like, well, you want candy bar? I'm like, no, the big Toblerone. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Big Toblerone.
He was playing coy.
Listen to me, you goofy.
He was playing Joe Coy.
The fucking the Toblerone that's the size of your arm. You know what I'm talking about.
You know exactly what the fuck I want.
He's like, oh, we have candy.
I don't want candy. Yeah. Adam, like, what the fuck are you eating, dude? You have
broccoli? Come on. Don't. Just,
I thought you had pasta.
I did. I had some pasta. When
did you eat it
store.
All?
I have a little bit left.
I wanted to look at it.
Largest Toblerone in the world.
I'm not going to eat it. That looks good.
4.5 kilograms.
That's what, over 10 pounds?
This is 2.2. There's 4 available.
Give me one. How much?
It's shipped from Canada.
How much?
I'm trying to find the price, dude. Hold on.
Hurry up. I'm
having a stroke. What if I died before you found out?
I would be so mad at you. I wouldn't come to the funeral.
You'd punch his corpse.
Look at this, dude. This could be me and my wife.
Dude, can you please tell me how much this costs?
Giant Toblerone recipe, how to cook.
I don't want to make it. I want to buy it.
All right, I'm trying to find it, dude. But all these webs, $139.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Dude, and with inflation, if you buy this now, look at this guy. Look at this old retarded man.
Oh, yeah, he looks a
with
little...
With his silly hat. What the fuck is going on?
He's having the best day of his life, dude.
What is he wearing on his head?
I don't know, but the hat is fucked up.
Yeah. Somebody sent me giant Toblerones. I've just remembered that a couple of years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right at the beginning of the pandemic, someone sent me a giant Toblerone.
Well,
or two of them.
Mm.
And then I gave one of them to Sarah Armour.
That's ridiculous, dude. You shouldn't have told
you
me
wasted.
That detail.
You wasted.
You shouldn't have told me that detail because you got a giant Toblerone.
Yeah, you should have lied.
And I didn't get one of them.
I think we were on break from the podcast.
You could have mailed it to my house.
I don't know your address.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Did you didn't get your... Do you want your Greek coffee table book?
Oh, yes. I'll put it in my backpack.
Yeah. And then you also want to check out BlueChew.com.
Oh, really? Really?
Good. Interesting.
BluePenis.penis.
Folks, if you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com.
They still got the same guy on here, this little salt and pepper gentleman whose dick don't work.
Let me say also, by the way... Actually, let's finish this.
What were you going to say?
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels.
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels died from not taking Blue Chew.
His dick was so soft, he killed himself.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Sad.
Discuss the sildenafil and tadalafil options with an online provider today. You click the Get Started button. This is what I like. It's a blue pill, blue buttons on the website.
Exactly right.
You click Get Started, starting at $20 a month. You choose your plan, Sildenafil and Tadalafil. Help me choose Sildenafil and Tadalafil. If you're considering medication to improve your erections and sexual experiences, you probably heard about the two most popular active ingredients, Sildenafil and Tadalafil.
This is good. This is good for our audience. Let's go through it.
Mm-hmm. Popularized by Viagra and Cialis, they've been researched for decades. These ingredients have some small differences and a lot in common, including a success rate of more than 80%. Below, you find the high-level overview of benefits, differences, risks. Important safety information on making informed decisions. Sildenafil, active ingredient, popular brand Viagra, designed to last 4 to 6 hours. Tadalafil is active ingredient in Cialis, designed to last 24 to 36
hours. Wow. For when you're on a fuck bender.
Important safety information.
Not necessary.
Four things you should know when making your decision. Consider your plans. When your evening plans with your special someone include dining, it's important to remember that food can impact how effectively you stop. Pay attention.
I am taking notes.
The effect of your body absorbs medication. If sildenafil is taken after a meal, particularly those which are rich in fats, and it may take longer for the medicine to work.
Nice,
breaking
Adam.
The equipment.
Really good, dude.
Constantly.
I'm trying to pay attention.
I'm sorry.
You and you're making noise in my fucking headphones?
I'm sorry.
Not even like, you can't just put it down gently. You have
I
to
put
drop
it on the pillow. It fell
you
down.
You put it on the edge of the fucking
I'm sorry. It's my fault. So it was a mistake.
So you can eat your bok choy.
No,
yeah,
I'm not
what is
eat
that?
It.
That looks disgusting.
It's broccoli.
No, it's not, dude. Puh.
It's broccolini.
Broccolini.
He brought. Yeah, he's like, I brought my own lunch today. It's a Tupperware thing with two pieces of broccolini in it.
No, there's more.
You were the gay. You were just the fucking worst person in the entire world. Breaking the microphone to eat your two pieces of broccolini, stinking up my house.
Also,
it was cooked in Indian doo-doo sauce.
Mm. Also, I need to pee.
Mm. You need to pee, dude. There's fucking 10 minutes left in the episode.
Here we go.
Adam, I'll wait.
You got to fucking hear this one, number two. Timing is everything.
Hold on. Yeah. Go back to the food thing.
Oh, Tadalafil may be taken without regard to food intake. However, do not remember to eat eating grapefruit or drinking grapefruit juice while taking the chewable tablets offered through BlueChew.com portal. As grapefruit can affect the way the body metabolizes the medication.
Wow.
Timing is everything. If you'd be spending more than an evening with your partner and don't know when the timing is going to be right, you may prefer a drug that has a longer window of opportunity. Tadalafil remains in the body longer, as long as 36 hours in most cases. And then you rush your time together. This is a big plus because of anxiety and nervousness can also cause erectile dysfunction.
True.
Blood flow is working just fine. Daily dosing or on demand. For men that want to be able to have sex at any time, Tadalafil, and that's a lot of these guys on the, who listen to the show.
Right. They women, love having sex at
any moment, a woman could
pussy might fall into their fucking laps.
And use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20 to get 20% or something.
I think first order free.
It gives you more opportunities for spontaneous intercourse when you and your partner.
I love spontaneous intercourse.
Please visit
like an improv.
Yeah.
The Robin Williams style.
Yeah.
Ooh, you've got three wishes. The first one better not be that I came already because that one's out the window. Good morning, asshole. Now I'm fucking you on your ass. And the condom broke. We better hope I don't have HIV.
I got HIV.
Hey, remember Mrs. Doubtfire?
Blue Chew does not protect you from HIV and other sexually transmitted infections.
Number four, cost is always a factor since both medications molecules are off patent. The cost has been reduced considerably from their entry into the market. This is very good news because it shouldn't cost a fortune to be intimate with your partner.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, considering you already got to buy that bitch jewels.
Yep.
Oh, my
fucking,
God. Don't
fucking whores.
You got to pay for a boyfriend's college.
Yeah. I hate when I have to pay for my wife's boyfriend's college.
Your particular prescription will be based on the strength of the drug. I hope I never end up like that. Just
like
a just a married person that has to, like, take pills to fuck their wife.
Yeah, you hope that your dick gets hard from love.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this many times. My dick used to work when I was in love. Mm. Now we're pumping it full of fucking drugs.
Right. Well, you need to find love, buddy.
Maybe.
You need to find your one true.
No, I might need to.
I just want to have the courage to eventually just shave my head and eyebrows, get a little robe, and just tend to a garden.
Shave your head and eyebrows?
That'd be badass.
Would you have a beard?
Yeah, I'd have a beard.
But no eyebrows?
No, just a robe. No eyebrows, no hair on my
head. Not even a kung fu master. They got white eyebrows.
Well, you get rid of your eyebrows when you fully transition to not having any emotions whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so no one can tell.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't matter because you don't have you don't need eyebrows or to tell people how you feel, but you don't have any feelings.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very zen.
You're one
very zen, one with
nature, an eyebrowless man.
Yeah. I see that.
Or you draw them on each every day, and you decide what emotion you're going to have.
Like Uncle Leo.
At BlueChew.com, you can do that. And now, limited time only, if you use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20, they will send you a giant Toblerone with any order.
Yeah, but don't eat it before the drugs or whatever. I actually wasn't paying attention.
This is fucking awesome. Look at this, dude. Imagine this bitch showing up at your house. She's like, look, I got you a giant Toblerone and a pussy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I would love to fuck that lady just because she's holding a Toblerone.
How about falling in love with that lady, Stop?
No.
How about falling off the fucking back of a truck and down the side of a mountain now?
Why would I ride on the back of a truck?
Because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a cheap way to get around the country.
Oh, you have to pay it, Nick.
Anyway, what the fuck? Okay, so we promised the people we'd go through
the Santa Claus movies.
So let me just go back past Ava Devine's tits, past Russell Brand on my search.
Because
I looked this up already. So the Santa Claus, we've all, you know, we know what happens there. The plot, okay. Desantification. Okay, this is too long. He defeats Toy Santa or some shit?
Toy Santa. Adam, what are you doing on your phone?
Oh, that's Santa Claus 2.
Adam, get off your phone now.
Well, I'm looking at Santa Claus.
Adam, get off your phone now.
Okay. Why?
Okay.
Wait, I don't want to be the...
Adam doesn't know
8 years following the events...
What?
Did you hear this? Adam doesn't know who Santa Claus is.
No, I know who it is.
He had to look that up on his phone.
No, I'm looking up. I'm looking up how many Santa Clauses
there was. Three.
Look, I tell you every day.
It looks like there's a four.
You say it's berating. You say it's insulting. But every day I tell you, you're an idiot.
No,
and
first of all,
it's
with love. Okay,
it's not with love.
First of all, you're fully tented in your pants whenever you're being mean to me. Okay, and I don't know what that means, and I'm not going to ask. Okay,
it's the type of pants.
You can't tell. That's not his dick. His dick, it doesn't reach his pants.
Why does the boner part go?
guys dick not even reaching his pants, dude.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we should just end the episode now.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah.